This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I've come to realize that so much is working for me because on paper so much did not work for me as a child. You know, when you're born in a different country and you move and you immigrate, there's always gonna be struggles within that. And so I was born in the Soviet Union. We came to the US when I was 3, and you know, I lived in a studio apartment with multiple family members. It was not glamorous. I had to learn the language, and at 4 and 5 years old, got picked on quite a bit for not being able to speak English. I was an all-time atrocious student, which meant my teachers and the parents of my best friends basically shit on me and told me I wouldn't be successful. I was not ridiculously physically gifted for athletics, so I wasn't dominating in sports. And so when I think about what makes me happy, forget about financially successful, because to be very frank, something that I've decided I'm gonna spend the next 80 years of my life on is I genuinely think as a society, we have to redefine success and dramatically start downplaying money and start playing up happiness. I appreciate that, and I really mean it, by the way. No question to me, one of the reasons I think I'm a successful entrepreneur is because I love the game, not the trophies that come from winning the game. And I think that a lot of people are chasing money because they want to buy shit to conceal insecurities and unhappiness because we're so worried about judgment from everybody else or to prove to everybody else we're winning, and it's completely fucked and we need to completely transform it. And I'm thinking a lot about that. But on that note, all that losing as a kid made me not fear it. The enormous reason, I'm gonna rant for another 1650 seconds and tell you to produce an ungodly amount of content on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, podcast. I will rant and I will push and I will prod and I'll come up with 4 classic analogies and 2 new ones because I love improv, and I'm gonna basically try to will down your fucking throat the thought that you need to put out pictures, video, and written word on the internet, on this device, at scale, because the fact that we get to be humans during this internet era where you get to post shit for free and get free distribution, and yes, eventually the organic reach of the algorithm goes down and everybody fucking cries about it, but let me remind all of you, it's fucking free. I will sit here and pound that message down your throat. I will talk about self-awareness, how you have to be good and figure out what you're good at. Are you comfortable in front of a camera? No, no big deal. Audio clip it, great, you're not good at that? Right, I don't care how you do it. I definitely don't think you should do it like I do it. I do it my way. But if you are not producing content around your business or whatever you're trying to achieve by being here, you are in a place where you will continue to lose leverage while the person that does produce content for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, they will continue to gain leverage. It's as simple as that. Everything that has happened in society around the human race over the last forever years has been predicated on communication. Everything that you're talking about in your life, parenting, politics, business, entertainment, is completely predicated on contextual, contemporary communication. And I have really nothing else to say. I can literally fucking leave the stage right now and feel good. I mean that. I couldn't be more passionate around getting everybody to understand that wherever we go with the Q&A right now, it's all gonna lead to one thing, which is, do you understand yourself and what you're trying to achieve? Are you in a place where you've actually started the process of not worrying about what your parents or your friends or your spouse thinks about you? And once you get into that good place, you will not fear to post content on. I do not fear posting content of me taking, you know, a Saturday and garage sailing and buying something for $4 and selling it for $8 and having enormous joy in that, even though hundreds of comments on YouTube are, well, you lost money because of fuel and time. I don't give a fuck, Larry. I do not fear about putting out the content that I will put over the next month about everybody should invest in sports cards, because I think I'm right, and I don't care if you think I'm stupid or it's a waste of time. You can only start communicating and getting results for your business when you believe. The amount of people sitting in this room that actually don't believe in the shit they sell is devastating. You're selling it because you want money. You know how many people right now are a cannabis and cryptocurrency expert, and 5 minutes ago they were a social media expert, and a week ago they were a fucking real estate expert? You're fucking chasing. And I don't think that's a good strategy. There is nothing passive about building wealth. There is no fucking system. There's no fucking shortcut. It's a fucking marathon. I fucking worked every day for 15 years before I put out a piece of content in my life. You're not getting there quick. Nobody's fucking inventing Uber in this fucking room. We need to quantify what's happening here, and what's happening here is we are ridiculously lucky to be living right now because our grandparents didn't have the ability to have the internet in their pocket. This computer that I'm holding in my hands is more powerful than the computer that Ronald Reagan had running America in the 80s. That is insanity. We have completely not contextualized the opportunity. The other thing that we have not contextualized is time. If there's been any breakthrough in my mind over the last half decade, it's, oh shit, my ability to contextualize time slightly better than the masses is why I'm so happy. Of course I can be patient when I think 43 is young as fuck. You know how many people are sitting here at 28 fucking nervous as shit thinking they missed their moment? We need to contextualize time. When you start thinking in long terms, I mean, how many people under 40 in this room, raise your hand. When you realize that you're gonna live two more full lives, two more, what you've just lived up to this moment, that you're gonna do that two more full times, all of a sudden, not getting results tomorrow feels a little bit more palpable. We lack patience. We lack patience, which leads to shit behavior because you're looking for a quick score. It's the same old shit. Business is no different than fitness. You want to get more fit? Eat healthy and work out. But nobody wants to fucking do it because fucking chocolate and sleeping in is fun. And celery and fucking treadmills suck shit. The reason so many people don't like my content is I've got no fucking quick move for you. I don't have it. I have no interest in selling you anything or giving you some fucking trick or fucking pandering and showing you how good I have it so you want it like me. Here's what I know about entrepreneurship. It's lonely as fuck. This game is lonely. You know what entrepreneurship is? You're on at all times. I've got fucking 5 offices globally, and right now there might be a leak in the Singapore office, and that's my fucking problem. Right? It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. And it takes a long, long, long time. We are now in the era where entrepreneurship is cool. For everybody who is 35 and older, we grew up when it wasn't cool. For everybody who's 25 and younger, people like me seem cool now. We were fucking dorks in the 80s. And you have to understand, that's fine, but what that makes me fearful of is the following. Unless you love your game, somebody else who loves it more is gonna work harder and smarter and beat you. Please understand that self-awareness and patience are the foundation of a happy, successful business. And they are words that are not being talked about at all. You know why so many people here don't have the Instagram following they want or aspire to? It's because every fucking piece of content you put out is selfish, not selfless. You care about how many likes. I'm so fucking pumped that the likes are gone in this country. It's the single best thing. It really is. You're pandering to short-term metrics and putting out shit that you're not even happy about because subconsciously you know it will do better than the shit that you actually want to talk about. We are living in really interesting times, and I come here this evening with one specific agenda, which is unless you are 100% committed to your audience and playing a ridiculous long game, you are going to become more and more vulnerable every day, because people that are gonna put out content. Do you know how many fucking scam artists I fucked up by giving out all my information for free? There is no $8,000 ebook with me. And that is what is going to happen everywhere. Whoever brings the most value is going to win. And unless that's your framework, you will become vulnerable. And I highly recommend you heed this call. I highly recommend it. How many people here have more than 10 employees? Raise your hand. Really interesting subject for me, I've been spending a ton of time on. It's amazing to me, for whatever reason, DNA-wise, how I believe that I have 1,000 employees, and that means I work for 1,000 people versus they work for me. I'm watching enormous mismanagement at people with employees. How do I motivate my employees to care like me? You don't. You want your employees to care like you? Give them equal equity like you have. You know, I'm watching all these patterns, and it's just really exciting for me to try to get people to understand what's happening and what the opportunity is. And that, my friends, is we are now finally at maturity of the internet. People have it on their phone 24/7. We are at scale. We're in the mix now. This is real life. This is secondary. You don't like it? Sorry. But that is how it's playing out. And unless you are good at this, you become unbelievably vulnerable.